Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. I tell you what, that Chef Martin Earl, man, that guy, he's got a cool job because he blogs about making food and using these great temperature monitoring devices called ThermoPens. If you only have one gift in your stocking,
no kidding,
get a ThermoPen.
You've got to have one. And they start at like $29.
Right.
Go on the website. You can get it on thegrillingguys.com on the right-hand side. And you might even see, I think we need a link for Lodge on that website anyway. But thanks for the bumper music. We're being produced by Mr. Brian Fongers, the wizard of the big board. And he always comes up with some great flavor music.
Yeah.
And that song by Billy Idol, he's talking about dancing with himself and the girls in Tokyo. I danced with myself in Tokyo, so I understand the song.
You did that in Lowell 2 weeks ago, so that's no big deal.
Yeah, but it wasn't popular in 81 when I was there.
Well, it wasn't popular two weeks ago either.
Only in Tokyo was it. It was pretty awkward, but I got through it. So on the live line right now is one of our favorite guests. It's the public relations manager for Lodge Manufacturing, the greatest cast iron cookware manufacturer in the world, Mr. Mark Kelly.
Thank you. I have to admit, I got kind of fired up listening to Billy Idol. I love that song.
Don't you, though?
Exactly.
That's shower music, man.
Too much information. Way too much information.
You can beller it out in the tiles.
Actually, that's on my playlist for my power walking. So, yeah, cool music.
All right. So, we just, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's heading off to fall camping, and, gosh, some good cast iron's what you want to take with you.
Yeah, it's getting cooler. People are hunting, fishing, and things, and we've got a couple of relatively new items I think everybody will enjoy. The thing that we came out with an item last year called the Cook It All. It's two pieces of cast iron, and you can do five different cooking techniques. So essentially, there's a big bowl, and then there's a round reversible grill. One side's a grill pan, the other side's flat, and you can use it as a deep skillet or wok. You can use it as a pizza oven, a camp Dutch oven, a grill, and a griddle. And then we have another item called the Fiery Cook Stand. It's just like it's described. It stands up, and you can put a skillet on it, or you can lay it on the side. You can put the grill pan on it. So you have these two pieces. You have two pieces with a Cook It All and the Fiery Cook Stand, and you have an outdoor kitchen anywhere in the world you go.
Wow. Just add fire, right?
Just had fire.
Right.
We won two design awards from the Housewares Association last year, best in the housewares category and best in show. So we're really proud of the Cook It All.
Wow, we got to get one of those, Bob, because you are a cast iron aficionado. You do a lot more cooking in cast iron than I do. I have some. You bought me a couple really nice pieces of Lodge. I've got a big.
I think Mark sent them.
Yeah, big 16. Oh, no, you told me you bought them for me.
I did not.
But I got, I don't know the dimension, 16 or 18-inch skillet.
Oh, I did buy you that.
Right. Yeah. That thing's beautiful.
Well, I stopped into your foundry. I missed you, of course. I didn't give you a heads up, but I didn't even know I'd be going by your business at the time. We had to take a detour down to the Gulf. And I don't know what that freeway is that heads out of Nashville at southwest towards Atlanta, but that's where you folks were at. And I saw the signs for Lodge, and I got off. And, of course, I called Mark, but he was out of town, and or at least he said he was. Anyway, I went to your scratch and dent store, your factory blems, as they called them. I couldn't see anything wrong with any of them, but I bought Jop this great big pan that was just
that's wonderful. It's wonderful. We just had a guy on from ThermoPen that was talking about searing a hind quarter of venison. That pan's big enough to do it.
Yeah.
In cast iron. Exactly. But
the factory store, it's amazing how many people go through the factory store on a daily basis. And, I've been there 15 with the company 15 years, and I've other than small inclusions from the sand mold, I can't see anything wrong after you cook with it once. The seasoning fills in the really tiny hole. People love to have the second.
So is the Cook All out in all the stores now? I mean, is it in distribution?
It's in distribution. It's in the outdoor stores like Bass Pro and Cabela's. It's also available at the factory stores and on our website.
Of course, the products stores carry very greatly because Lodge has so many products that not most stores just don't carry them all.
Right.
Yeah. There's only, outside of our factory store, the only store that carries our all of our season items is the Central Markets in Texas. And they have the majority of our season iron.
So Mark, for the person that doesn't know, what's the uniqueness or the significance, rather, of seasoned iron?
Seasoned is natural nonstick, and essentially, you know, back in the day, you would home season it, either with lard or whatever oil of your choice, and you bake it on at a high temperature. And those oils, when they're baked, it becomes carbon particles or natural nonstick. Any food, whether it's a protein or vegetable, emits some amount of fat or oils onto the cookware, and at the high temperature, it gets turned into carbon particles. So the more carbon particles, the better the product, the piece of cookware is seasoned.
Right, and it's very important to get it seasoned because that non-stick property then presents itself, and when you're using it, it becomes just a wonderful piece of equipment because that cast is evenly distributes the heat regardless of the heat source that's underneath it, right?
Absolutely, and it maintains the heat for a long time. I mean, you know, people will cook and serve with cast iron cookware. That's the hallmark of that heat retention and consistency. And, you know, it's good for a lot of things, but it's really amazing at searing. But, you know, soups and stews and casseroles and just on. Thing I like about it, I like a little char on my food. So I do a casserole and a skillet. You got a little char on the bottom. Some people they back away from it. That just adds texture to the food.
Yes.
And it's a great vehicle for baking because it produces dry heat. And a lot of people think it's only for fried chicken and cornbread. You don't have to use as much oil with cast iron because it is naturally nonstick. So if you want to eliminate the calories from the food and you want to cook healthy food, cast iron is your way to go. Because if you're using a stainless or nonstick, you have to put oil in there to get that, to get it what the way you want it. Cast iron's already there.
Far be it from us to add fat to any food. So
I just bring mine up to the front of the grill. Right. Carry that one with me.
So after I bought Jop that big fry pan, I had gone to your store because I think I bought him that at an outlet or at one of your regular retail outlets. And then I went to your outlet and I found your big fry pan with a handle on each side. And it's like the biggest fry pan I've ever seen. But I now have, thanks to our sponsor, Garrett's Appliance, I now have a great big Thermador range in my kitchen with these big burners on it. And that big skillet, let me tell you, it does it justice. I can put that burner on high and cook perfectly with that giant cast pan in there, and it's euphoric for me.
That's a great piece of iron. You'll see that used at a lot of campsites to prepare a big breakfast for all the people.
Exactly.
But you're just as likely to go into a restaurant in the kitchen, and you'll see three or four of them in the pack eye of the gas ranges. And one's, you know, searing beefsteaks, one's doing the chicken breast, another tuna, another one's salmon. So you can do a lot of food on that 17-inch skillet at one time. So
I don't know if anybody knows this, but I have a 12-quart Lodge Dutch oven.
if you're just tuning into the show for the first time, you wouldn't know. But if you've tuned in ever before, you would know that Bob is in love with his Lodge Dutch oven.
And that's what we do breakfast at in Deer Camp.
Those camp Dutch ovens are what fed the Western progression of our country. I mean, they would have their weapons and cooking implements, but they sure have those Dutch ovens because you can do everything with it. And you flip the lid over, and it's a grill.
And it's a weapon. Mine came with a tripod.
I went to the Custer battlefield a few years ago, and I'm like, he just needed a bunch of Dutch oven lids. They would have held off Sitting Bull for a
while. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good. Use them like a shield. Ding. Yeah, off bounces the arrow.
Okay. Well, listen, Mark Kelly, Lodge Cast Iron, always great to have you on, brother, and good talking to you. We will look forward to speaking with you again in the future. And, again, if you folks are looking for any cast iron at all, Lodge is American-made. It's right in Tennessee, right close to my daughter in Knoxville, and it's a wonderful place.
It is. Enjoy the fall cooking, y'all. It's a great time of year to be outside cooking.
All right, thanks, brother.
Thanks, Mark. Coming up next, venison scallopini. Stick with us. We'll be back.